Shabbos Per Gimel Mishnah Vav. Here we step into a new world with the first time we're meeting up in the Masechta with Inyone Mokza. Ein noisnin kli tachas haner lekabo bayis hashemen. One has shemen dripping out of, again, Perek Beis. We learned all about lighting. There's a little bit of a drip of oil out of the kli. Putting something to catch it, a plate, a bowl, under the ner that's dripping to be mekabel the shemen. One can't do. Why? This is what's called Beloshon Chazal Os Levatel Kli Mehechonoi. By putting the dish there, you're, so to speak, ruining the dish. What do you mean, you're ruining the dish? You're not doing anything to the dish. You're right now taking a dish that could be used for eating dessert, and you're turning it into something that can't be used. If you want to say it a little bit differently, the Gemara says, the Mefarshim bring down a different nusach. It's like boine, kilu, you're nailing it down to the ground because the dish is here. You can't pick up the dish then and carry it because the shemen inside can't be moved around. So you mevatul kli mehechono is something that was mukhan to be used, and you're ruining it. You're turning it into something that can't be used. Now, why can't you move the kli around? We said because the shemen is inside. So why can't you move the shemen around? So let's continue reading. Vim nisani mebaydiyoyim. If you put the dish down there mebaydiyoyim mutter. Shells, what is coming lafuke? Why not? Of course it's mutter. You didn't do anything on Shabbos. The vice stories from the Gemara, there would be a havamina that putting it there, then you're going to come to me metaltel, they should ask her putting it there even on Friday. That they don't ask her. Vein noisin imenu, you're not allowed to take from, noisin is like a lotion of being nene, from the shemen in the dish, lefisha enem in a muchan. Here's where we step into mukta. Muchan is the textbook taich of mukta. It comes from a posuk in Parshas Beshalach. Vehechinu es asher yaviu by the mon. And Chazal used that as an asmachta finyoni mukta to the point where there's a shita in Rashi and Beitza. It seems to be that Rashi holds some level of mukta, like a Beitza shenoylad b'shabbos or yomtiv that will have mitzvah Hashem v'sechas Beitza, where something is completely a new mitzius that what didn't exist before Shabbos. So then it could be that it's awesome in deraisa. Well, it's awesome in deraisa to use to be nene. We have what's more familiar in Issa Mukta, what's called tiltul Mukta, moving around Mukta. You're not being nanny, you're not allowed to carry. You're not being nanny here from the shemen. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Ein Noisim Imenu, you're not allowed to use it. But then it's also Mukta, it's Einem in Amuchan, you're not allowed to be metaltul, and therefore the dish, you have the problem of Osul Levatul Kli Mehechono, you're taking something that was Mukhan, making it Ois Mukhan. That's the Tzura of the Dinim over here in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues, and this is a tiltal of what you're allowed to move around, what you're allowed to be metaltal. On Shabbos, metaltal and ner chodosh. Ner in this context is not the candle, what we would call a ner. It's the kli that has in it the oil that's going to light. One of those cups that we put in a leichter, in a menorah, a glass cup that's made for holding onto oil that's being lit. So that you're allowed to be metaltel, avaloyoshon, not one that was used. Why? Because since it has already been used, it's already oimid l'shtampshus of ner. Memele, obviously, not allowed to light a ner on Shabbos, therefore it's oimid for a hishtampshus of iser. The Mefarshim referred to this as mukta machmas mius. Since the kli was used already for a ner, it's most, you're never going to use it for a schnapps glazel. So you're never going to use it to drink a cup, to drink some water. So it's put aside for a tashmish, which you wouldn't use it for something else. And the tashmish that it is used for is something that you can't do on Shabbos. So it's enem in amuchon. Reb Shimon oimer, kol aner is metaltlin, chutz aner adalik b'Shabbos. Reb Shimon is choylik. The Gemara is willing to call this in more than a few places, all of them, Masechas Beitza and Shabbos. Reb Shimon less le mukta. It doesn't mean that Reb Shimon doesn't hold to the concept of mukta at all. Beitza shenolda biyomtiv, let's say, is a concept that's true. Hein le Reb Yehuda, hein le Reb Shimon. Over here we're talking about specific cases, and it's every place you go on Shabbos, you have to figure out where does Reb Shimon argue, where does Reb Shimon not argue. Over here Reb Shimon argues because the kli be'etzim you can use for a different shimush. It just happens to be that it's miyud, it's set aside for a shimush which you wouldn't use, but theoretically it could be used. Only a ner hadoylik b'Shabbos is something that's in the process. It's lit right now. You're not allowed to use. Now, we could ask ourselves, l'chayra, the licht can't be used. But if you don't hold that the kli, which is oimid lehishtamshus of a ner, is also to use. So right now, if it's not in the process of being, or even while it's being lit, let's say, why not be able to transport the glass itself? Why can't you pick up a leichter and move it from place to place, according to Reb Shimon? Now, Delik B'Shabbos is yeah, also. Why is that? Because since right now it was lit before Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, the same way the ner is certainly mukta, and that Reb Shimon's moided to, because it's not a kli which is used for something that you can't use. It's something that has no use. A ner, you can't put out, you can't add oil to, you can't anything on Shabbos. So that's for sure mukta, even according to Reb Shimon. It's only the kli, the fact that it's miyuchid for the hishtabshus of the ner, that doesn't make it mukta. But since over here, but going into Shabbos, ben hashmoshes, it was mukta. That's what we call a basis ledover ha'aser. Something that was used similar to a wallet that has money. Money itself is certainly also going to Reb Shimon. It has no use on Shabbos. Mechchomemke is also on Shabbos. You're not allowed to buy, sell money is mukta on Shabbos. The wallet, which is the natural place of the money to be, if it has the money in it going into Shabbos, the wallet is also on Shabbos as well. The pashtus is that this halacha of bosses ledover also making what's called migudis katzoi ben hashmoshes hukta l'chol haShabbos, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of it. Reb Shimon less lemukta. He holds only while it's lit. It's bottled to the ner and it's also. That halacha, l'gabi that child of migu diskatzoi, we do not paskin like Reb Shimon. But insofar as a kli, that's a leichter glass that was not being used for hadloka at the beginning of Shabbos, it's in your cabinet. The pasha says that we do not paskin like the machmir, we hold like Reb Shimon. Now back to Mevatel Kli Me'echonoi. Noisten Kli Tachas HaNer LeKabel Nitzoytzois. There are sparks coming out of a nail. You don't want it to singe the carpet. So you put a Kli where the sparks are going to land. That's not called to be Mevatel Kli because the sparks don't land in the Kli and stay there. They go into the Kli and they go out immediately. So you're never going to have a period of time where the Kli is, so to speak, destroyed from its Hachonoi. However, LaYitin L'Soichem Mayim Neshum Mechaber. If you're going to put water into that kli, in that you're not allowed to put next to an air, even on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do whatever you want. There's a gzeri derabonah to do it on Erev Shabbos, because you're going to come to do it on Shabbos. If you do it on Shabbos, you're out and out doing a malacha, because you're putting water there, and your sparks are flying out the whole time. Putting the water there, you're putting out the flame. Even though you didn't take the nair and stick it into the water, it's not like post-Havdalah where you take the nair and you put it into the wine. Over here, you're putting the water, so to speak, by the spark. Afilohachi, it's kibui. So mel they ask it even on Erev Shabbos. We'll point out one more detail, which is helpful, behemshech ha-mishnayis, later on in the Masechta, legabi mukta. As a general rule, the type of mukta that we call mukta machmas gufoi is something that has no use on Shabbos. Rocks, building materials, aner, money, like we said, those are all mukta machmas gufoi. Mukta, which is something that has a use, what we call a kli, it has some type of legitimate ishtamshus. A cup that you put oil into for a hadloka is a cup, it's a kli. It happens to be that it's used for lighting, so really you're not going to use it on Shabbos. That type of mukta is tali in a machlek sub yudin Reb Shimon. The mukta machmas gufoi, Reb Shimon is maskim to. The bosses ladover aser, we said it's also, it's a kli, but since it was a base of operations, bosses and the word base are similar to the dover ha'aser, it becomes like the dover ha'aser. That is a halacha that we hold of. We pask in that, even though Reb Shimon doesn't hold that. That's where we don't hold Reb Shimon. We hold that since it was part of the ner going into Shabbos, that's the shame that it has for the whole Shabbos, legabe its state. Now, one nekuda that's interesting over here is Tosfos and Reb Kiveger have a, you can look at Reb Kiveger over here on the Mishnah, have a back and forth with Rayis, because the Gemara seems to say that the same way the ner, the licht, the flame, is something you're not allowed to move. The kli, the glass cup on the bottom, is certainly only Osal's bosses. So that's why it would be totally in the machlokes of Reb Shimon of whether it's mukta or not. What about the oil? Is the oil mukta by itself, or it's only because it holds on to the ner, which is mukta? So the Gemara speaks out that the ner, since right now it's oimid lehishtamshus of mitzvahs ner Shabbos, so it's what's called migu, it's called mukta machmas mitzvosoi. This is the makor for the type of mukta, let's say, if you put up decorations in the sukkah, or you put up fruits in the times of the Gemara, the Mishnah and Sukkah, they put up fruits in the Sukkah. So what was there? So let's say somebody wants to take an apple off the schach and he wants to eat it. It's muktzah machmas mitzvosai. Another discussion is, what about the wick? Is the wick muktzah machmas gufay and then everybody holds of it? Or is it only because it's a bosis to the ner? That's a discussion over here between Taisus and Reb Kivega. Certain things that have hishtamshus, but their hishtamshus is a hishtamshus of Isser, does that define them as muktzah machmas gufay? Or does that define them as only the type of muktzah that Reb Shimon doesn't hold of? Those are all discussions over here. We'll see later on. There's also klisha malach de l'isser, which is kishalatzmai, has a hishtamshus, but normally it's used l'isser. Over there it has a bazunder het of l'tzarek gufim mekayim. That's later on in Perek Kol HaKelim. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Bame toimnin u bame ein toimnin. Here we have a new din called Hatmana. Hatmana has been introduced to us in the last few prokim, wrapping something up, insulating something. Those days, once the flame went out, the flame went out. Once you took it out of the oven, it was out. There was the concept of insulating something in order to keep it warm. Now, Hatmana is a sticky situation because what you're doing is you're having a way, a means, of preserving the heat of a dish. That could very easily turn into bishul or something that's bedoimed to bishul. So because of that, Chazal put safeguards in place. They asked up Hatmana. On Shabbos, they don't allow you to insulate in anything that keeps things warm. Hatmana is also. Even on Erev Shabbos, where normally there's no Maisa Bishul, they didn't allow you to wrap things up, to be matmin in something that's Moisif Hevel, something that's Moisif Heat. That's like a Maisa Bishul, and it's like a Maisa Bishul you're not even doing for today. It's an ongoing Maisa Bishul. They didn't want you doing that even on Erev Shabbos. That's the basic Tzura of the Mishnah. On that, the Mishnah introduces Bamet Toimnin. What are you allowed to be matmin, insulate? Bamet Ein Toimnin. Ein Toimnin. Here's a list of materials that are moisif hevel. When you wrap things up with them, it adds heat because of the density of these materials. It adds heat. Loi begefes. Gefes is the psoilus of different fruits that came out when they produced things on the bottom of the barrel. Was left on the bottom of a barrel of zesim or of sesame, was left this material. This material, if you wrapped up in that a cooked dish, it would add heat. V'loi b'zevel is fertilizer, v'loi b'melach, v'loi b'sid, v'loi b'choil. Salt till today, right? They use it on the roads to melt snow. It's moisiv hevel. V'loi b'sid, sid is like lime, building material, v'loi b'choil, sand. Ben lachem, ben yivashim, these are all moisiv hevel, v'loi b'teven. V'loi b'zogim, tevin is straw. Zogim is, again, the leftover of the grapes that are crushed to make wine, the stuff that's left in the bottom of the barrel. Loi b'moichim is soft materials, like wool. It also insulates, but it does more. It's moisiv hevel. V'loi b'asovim, different types of grass. B'zman shem lachim. These things, tevin, zogim, moichim, asovim, are only when they're wet, not like the others that we had before that are ben lachim, ben yiveshim. Aval, toimnim behem kishen yiveshim, then you're allowed to. Toimnim biksus ubeperois bekanfe yoino. Different types of feathers, like down beds. Again, these are all things that we used over the generation to keep warmth. Ubenesere shalcharoshim, this is like pieces of wood shavings that come from carpentry stores. Ubenere shalpishton, again, leftovers from weaving looms, the leftover stuff that's left from the process. Dako, not clear exactly what that word means. The Mefarshim take it out of the Girsa. Reb Yehuda Oimer, bidako umata begasa. The word dako before is not medui, because Reb Yehuda over here is the one that adds oiser bidako. He answers when it's dako umata begasa. Thick pieces are mutter behatmon. Now again, to reiterate, this Mishnah are the things that you're not allowed to wrap pots up in on Erev Shabbos, even before Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to be moisif, you're not allowed to wrap it up in something that keeps the warmth. That before Shabbos you're allowed to do. Where do we know this from? Because in the Mishnah in the second Perek, it says that a person has to remind at home if they were ready matmin, there's a type of atmana that's mutter. The Mishnah over here says, ain't taimnin. And the Gemara says, going on Erev Shabbos. So what's the pshat? But the Braisa explains that the pshat is that the Mishnah in Perek Beis is referring to that which you're not allowed to be matmin. Hatmona, that you're allowed to do before Shabbos. You're just not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So when do you have to do it? You have to do it before nighttime. But Maisa, if you don't, it's move over there, the Girsa is that im cheshech, you could do it bein hashmoshes. So kivegu cheshmes out over here, and this is the way it comes out, l'cher from the sugya, is that over here, since hatmona is an isakal, they didn't ask you it bein hashmoshes. But again, that's the hatmona that you're allowed to do erev Shabbos, that hatmona they didn't ask you even going into Shabbos. Because that kivegu says tamur, that teisus on daf lametes seems to say not that way, but the cheshm that we just made is muchrach from the Gemara, it's also halacha l'maisa.